Scott Engel at a Fantasy Sports Network here with the legendary Doc Gooden at Big League Impact. Doc, you know, you've played fantasy football before yourself. What do you think of this Big League Impact event where, you know, the fans get together with the players, they sit down and have something in common with them, and it's for a great cause?
Well, I think it's great. Like you said, it's for a great cause. They help a lot of charities, and then fans get to interact with their favorite players. It's great. And for me to come here and take part, I'm happy to be here. It's got my interest back into it, and I want to get back into fantasy football as well and do it for good causes as well. And I think it's great, though. Anytime the players can interact with the fans, it's a great thing. And then, like you mentioned, they're doing it for a great cause to help others. It's a tremendous thing.
So you're thinking about getting back into fantasy football yourself?
Yes, thinking about getting back into it, and you're going to be my partner. You don't know that yet, but you're going to be my partner. But it's fun, you know, to interact with your fans, interact with your teammates, talk a little smack here and there. It's just great, great way to interact.
Now, you're a Giants fan. How excited are you about Saquon Barkley and why?
I'm very excited about them. I'm excited about him because no disrespect to the running backs they had before, but he brings a good deal of what we've been needing. Takes a lot of pressure off of Eli. Eli's getting up in age, and then with a healthy Eli, healthy Odell Beckham, and his Barkley's half as good as what they say, which he showed the one game in preseason that he could block, pass protect, and catch passes, and obviously he can run. I think it's going to be a big impact, especially after last year going 3-13. Definitely ready for the season to get started.
You think there's going to be a bounce back year for Eli Manning, and why?
I think Eli's going to be great. They retooled the offensive line, which is a big thing for Eli. And from hearing all the reports and watching Eli, he's a fan of the game, very smart quarterback, and he can pick defense. He studies a lot of film. And I think got Odell Beckham back now, 100%. Evan Ingram, the tight end.
Yeah.
He showed a lot last year with the guys out and got him there. Shepard's a good player, and now you're bringing Barkley, as well as Stewart. Don't forget about Stewart. So I think if Eli holds up, it's going to be a great year for him, and especially, most importantly, they redid the offensive line to give him time to do what he has to do.
So do you think maybe they have a shot to win the division, or, you know, is it still the Eagles?
Eagles are still tough. I mean, they brought in Michael Bennett now, tough player, and the Eagles are healthy. They say Wentz is coming back. They're going to be tough, but I think if Giants are healthy, that's the key. I'll take my chance with the Giants.
All right, let me ask you a basketball question because you follow basketball. LeBron goes to the Lakers. Now, you went from the Mets to the Yankees eventually, and you went to a team, the Yankees, that a dynasty. You won a ring with them. You had the no-hitter, et cetera. Do you think LeBron can kind of do for the Lakers what you did when you went to the Yankees, which is kind of like make them a dynasty again?
I think he can. I think watching LeBron and watching what the players who play with him talk, he brings a lot to the table. He demands a lot from the players. I think he gets the best out of guys in practice as well as on the court. So I think he can bring a lot out of those guys. He's going to the Lakers to have a young team. I think the time is right. And I'm a LeBron fan. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm not a Lakers fan. But I think he can. Same when I went to the Yankees in 96. We had a young team with the core four with Jeter, Posada, Rivera, you know, and Pettit. So I think LeBron will do well. I think it's a good comparison.
What is Doc Gooden doing these days to keep busy? Where can we follow you on Twitter, and what are you up to?
On Twitter, you can find me at DocGooden16. I'm doing a lot of charity stuff. I have a 13-year-old son down in Maryland playing AAU basketball, baseball, and football. Unfortunately, baseball is his third favorite sport, but I'm helping him out a lot, and I've got five grandkids now, so I'm just sitting at home enjoying the family life.